Grammar slammers, beware! Here's a frightening thought. Grammar is a window into your soul. It's not what you say as much as how you say it. And it's not only what you utter, but what you type into your computer. Yikes! After reviewing the patterns of politicians, court witnesses, and bloggers, linguistic experts can identify a person's sex and age by the words they choose. Your choice of words is revealed by the pronouns, articles, and prepositions you use, as well as how you end your sentences, because it's oh so tempting to end on a to. Apparently, liars don't throw around the I word. And they're equally stingy with but, without, and except. Those words make the lie more difficult to keep straight, according to linguistics. The analysis extended to the wacky world of dating. After studying 1,600 personal ads on a dating website, some definite trends have surfaced. Turns out women use words no and never the most. My husband, Paul, heartily agrees with that summation. Honey, wanna buy a...
fill in any type of expensive watercraft tool or toy?
He'll ask with childlike innocence. No, not now. When? How about never? Back to dating. Gay men use long words in their ads. Lesbians tend to use shorter words and write the shortest ads. Straight men use long sentences and swear more often. No wonder their sentences are longer. Those expletives take up space. Based on the study's 80% accuracy rate, this is useful info if you're looking for love through the personals. Unless you're lying about yourself or your sexual orientation. One of my friends opted for online dating and is now married to the man she met through the web. Since she had success, she sent me her Woman's Dictionary for Personal Ads. Here goes. Attractive equals pathological liar. 40-ish equals 49. Easygoing equals desperate. Contagious smile equals does a lot of pills. New age equals body hair issues. Sociable equals loud and obnoxious. Fit equals flat-chested. Hot-blooded equals sloppy drunk. Need soulmate equals stalker. Obviously, this dictionary is more about reading between the lines than analyzing the actual words. Phew, I'm getting tired and a little depressed by all of this revealing analysis. Soon, I'll be afraid to write anything for fear of being confused with a liar or a politician. Wait, that didn't come out as intended. Or did it? I'd better go and carefully dangle a few participles
before I get into serious trouble.